Continuing on this Monday. All right, so. So there's been some developments in this whole battle back and forth now about the overhaul of no-fault insurance in Michigan. The Michigan Automobile Insurance Placement Facility, MAIPF, has filed a lawsuit alleging the Department of Insurance and Financial Services, DIFS, director surpassed her authority in authorizing orders related to the state's revised No-Fault Act. The suit also accuses Governor Gretchen Whitmer of trying to legislate from her office by ordering DIFS director Anita Fox to issue orders changing the effective date of the no-fault insurance reform legislation she signed back in June. But apparently no order was ever issued. MAIPF, which administers the Michigan Assigned Claims Plan, MACP, seeks a temporary restraining order and preliminary injunction against Fox's September orders that would require insurers to resubmit forms and rates to DIFS for approval before claims are referred to the MACP and would require MAIPF not to impose a $250,000 cap on benefits prior to July 2nd, 2020. If it sounds confusing, it is. This is the overhaul to your insurance here in Michigan. This is the overhaul to the Catastrophic Care Fund that previous to this being signed, you would have been entitled to, or your family member or your friend, if they'd been involved in a critical accident with debilitating injuries. And it's a mess. Joining me now is John Kornack from the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor, back again to talk to us about that. He's also on the Coalition to Protect Auto No Fault, the president of that. John, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
So I'm wading through. I mean, I'm reading all about this, the lawsuit, the pushback, the confusion. What a mess. I mean, honestly, it's a mess. Am I right or wrong?
It's a total mess. It is a catastrophic, just catastrophically done poorly. Everything that happened along this trying to fix the no-fault law, you know, when they're trying to make the insurance people happy, they're trying to make the billionaire happy, they're trying to make all sorts of things happy. The problem is they left the consumer out. They left the driver out. And we've been paying for this for such a long time, Steve. I mean, we have $24 billion in that fund. And to leave us out like this, It's just been a terrible, a nightmare for all the providers and for the people who are just consumed with how are they going to get care for the next, 20 years of their life. I mean, we look at Amora, she was, because of that executive order, she was going to be covered. Now, with this latest lawsuit, she may not be covered again. So here's a young girl who's going to have to try to live life.
So hold on, let's be clear about this. I want the listeners to understand, Amora's a three-year-old girl. She ran across the street following her parents to look at a house that was for rent, got hit as a pedestrian, which before the governor signed the new overhaul, if you will, of the no-fault insurance law, she would have been covered for life. She's had numerous surgeries. She's got long-term injuries that will, you know, likely be permanent, right? And so that happened afterward. And the cap was $250,000, except the governor saw that and heard about that and said, well, okay, we're going to change that at least until July 2nd, 2020. Now you're telling me that didn't happen?
Yeah, that's what the assigned claims will do. That's what the MCCA, the Michigan Catastrophic Claims Association, and the Catastrophic Claims Association, they're run by insurance companies. Look, they have a policy. I think where the fallacy comes in is they believe that they're the caregivers. They believe they're the ones saving life. We have to say we thank them for paying the bill. But the people who saved a life are on the other side of that coin. They're in the emergency rooms. They're there to EMS. They're first responders. They're the centers like ours or the hospitals like U of M's. They're not the insurance industry. The insurance industry we have a policy with, and they're making the rules of how we're cared for. And anytime you let an insurance, I'm not going to let an insurance agent, do surgery on me. If I go to the emergency room, I don't want to see my agent first, I can tell you that. But that's what's happening here, is they keep taking it away.
Right. I don't mean to make light of it, but that's cute what you said there. I don't want your insurance guy in my room either, all right, just so we're clear on that. But as part of this, all kidding aside, these are serious events that are life-altering for the people that they occur to and their family and their friends and their extended care network, if you will. Now, coming up next week, you're going to be hosting the No Fault Reality Tour. This is going to go all over Michigan. You're going to see real cases like Amora and others that have been injured, because it's not just her. The way the overhaul was done, It means people that have already been receiving care for a year or 10 years or 20 years. The level of care, very likely to be changed and not in their favor, right?
Oh, that's right. I mean, because it's retroed in. I mean, they're not retroed in. Everyone says, well, I'm grandfathered in. I said, no, you're not anymore. That's the biggest issue here. I think there's a lot of issues. Don't get me wrong. There's a boatload. But the issue is that you're not grandfathered in. The centers won't be here to care for you. So the specialty programs are pretty much all gone. They keep talking about this fee schedule. Is it actually going to help something? It would help them get better pricing, which I think we're all into. But at the same time, if it closes us all, I mean, what good is that? I mean, the families will be really forced to go to Medicaid. And, I mean, it's not our only fear. There's so many fears. But that's one of the things that Michigan should be really paying attention to. If these catastrophic injuries, like Amora, their family is never going to be able to pay for this. I mean, you almost have to be Dan Gilbert to pay for this kind of care out of pocket.
If they're forced onto Medicaid then you and I are footing the bill anyway.
Oh, we're footing the bill. It's on the Medicaid side. They're already having a hard time balancing a budget or promising each other they'll balance the budget or whatever they're doing about our budget because, really, let's face it, that's just a cluster. But at the same time, it goes right back to us in our Medicaid, and it goes right back to our budget, right back to our taxes.
And we get drilled. So a couple of lawsuits have already been filed. You're hoping, I guess you would be hoping that it can be declared unconstitutional because that's the question before the courts of whether or not what the governor signed is constitutional in the first place, correct?
That's correct. Because it's let's get it back down to that policy. There was a policy made between a driver and insurance company that they would get lifetime care at the type of care that they receive currently if they're already injured. That contract will be null and void. Because those programs won't be there anymore. So a young gentleman, I'm part of a lawsuit that a young gentleman, I'll never be able to care for that person without the no-fault money being part of that, or the MCCA $24 billion. The other part is that driver or that passenger or that resident who just got hit had a policy that said, if I get injured as a pedestrian, I'm going to get lifetime care. That's already gone. So all these contracts that we had with these people are null and void, as though they could just write a legislation that makes that happen. The problem is it harms both the driver, the injured party, the providers that are out here. It'll really harm the hospital. That's part of the reality tour. And the only person who does well with this is the people who hold the policy because they're just saying, well, it's just a policy.
Right.
I think that's where we really get lost is the we pretending the insurance companies, because of their ads, are really kind, wonderful, caring people. Look, they probably are, but not when it comes to catastrophic injury. We need care and we need coverage, and that contract will be null and void if this law continues to move forward.
So I encourage you to be listening next week when we begin the No Fault Reality Tour. We're going to join you for some of that, John, as you know. We're going to join you on the road, talk about some of these real stories. John Cornack, president of the Eisenhower Center Ann Arbor, also the president of the Coalition to Protect Auto No Fault. Always a great conversation, John, and I look forward to next week. Thank you. There you have it. The No Fault Reality Tour will be here. Don't miss it.
Some of the coolest homes are also some of the warmest. Homeowners who have an eye for detail and quality often have their eye on Oil Heat for its exceptional warmth and its friendly service. Oil Heat is clean, efficient, and safe. And BioHeat Oil, which blends biodegradable materials, provides a renewable fuel source that's good for your home and environment. Now that's cool. See more at useoilheatmichigan.com. Brought to you by the locally owned and operated members of the Michigan Petroleum Association and the National Oil Heat Research Alliance.
Elected officials in Michigan broke their promise for a transparent, balanced process when it came to reforming auto insurance. They passed a bill in the middle of the night which had no public hearings and no fiscal analysis. Worse yet, it created many new problems while failing to address the real issues. Insurance companies can still discriminate. Rehab, therapy, and other providers may be forced to close. And there will certainly be more lawsuits. Tell your elected officials they need to fix this. Learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com. Car insurance in Michigan is a problem not yet solved. Insurance companies can still discriminate. Rehab, therapy, and other providers may be forced to close, and there will certainly be more lawsuits. Tell your elected officials they need to fix this. Learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com. Thousands of jobs across the state of Michigan may be lost due to some recent changes in the auto insurance system. If you think Michigan's elected officials should be doing what they can to lower insurance premiums without closing businesses, learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com.
Opioid addiction can affect anyone, any neighborhood, any day.
It happened to me.
I'm recovering.
I lost my son.
One in four patients on long-term painkiller therapy struggles with addiction. But together, we can stop the cycle and end this deadly epidemic. Learn more at michigan.gov/stopoverdoses. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.